As any other child, I was fascinated by adventure and scary things. I loved horror movies, especially the psychological ones that require you to figure out what's going on. Video games were even better because they require interaction with the story. I was a child in the 1980s and 1990s. It was the time of Ghostbusters, The Legend of Zelda, Dungeons and Dragons, and so on. These works of fiction show their depiction of demons, ghosts, monsters, and so on. The existence of such supernatural creatures was supposed to remain limited to fiction. However, that didn't happen. I'm the son of an immigrant. My family comes from a village in Serbia. Villages in that part of Europe weren't and still aren't as developed as in the Western world. They were actual villages, similar to the villages in The Legend of Zelda or The Lord of the Rings. In the Netherlands, for example, villages are like little cities. The roads are paved, there are lampposts everywhere. It's the opposite of the village where my family is from. The villagers there were culturally religious, not actually religious, live alone spiritual. They didn't read the Bible. In fact, they were illiterate and cut off from the rest of the world. It was not entirely uncommon for them to have supernatural experiences. Some of them were experienced by one individual, but others were experienced by multiple individuals at the same time. They had no idea what to make out of it. A woman that jumps on a man's back, attacks him for hours, then suddenly disappears. A baby that cries in the middle of the night where there is no baby. A lady in white that appears near a mass grave, and so on. It didn't happen all the time, and neither did everyone who lived there experience anything supernatural. But when it happened, the locals were always confused. Did they see a ghost? Those areas were once occupied by the Turks, who committed all kinds of atrocities against the locals. Just look at the skull tower in Niš. So did that cause the supernatural occurrences? The only religious authorities around were priests of the Orthodox Church, who were totally clueless and worthless. So at one point, some people, like some of my relatives, moved out of the village and into a city. Most of them never experienced anything supernatural again. As I became an adult, I began to study theology. I was at first in particular interested in metaphysics and the supernatural, so I've looked into many cases of paranormal reports. At one point, I began to notice patterns. Whether people talk about ghosts, aliens, demons, poltergeists, loas, ascended masters, and so on, they talk about demons. In the Western world, both atheists and mainstream Christians are ill-equipped to understand this. Atheists claim to be in support of science, but then they totally fail to understand how science works. Ever since humans began to write, which was about 6,000 years ago, they spoke of demons and other spirits. It's not one culture that spoke of them, but basically all of them. It was and still is a worldwide phenomenon. So what are the chances that all of these cultures, many of whom never even met each other for thousands of years, invented the same type of creatures? All major religions talk about them. Did so many individuals throughout the world and in different time periods, who didn't even know of each other's existence, randomly decide to write about all kinds of spirits by coincidence? Did they just write the same type of stories randomly and by coincidence? Like the flood story, for example. According to atheists, it's all one huge coincidence, totally an invention by the masses. So much, in fact, that atheist Bobby Henderson decided to protest against the decision of the Kansas State Board of Education to teach intelligent design alongside Darwinism in schools. He was not satisfied enough that occultism in the form of Darwinism was taught in schools. Intelligent design had to be banned and ridiculed. So he invented a fictional deity called the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Needless to say, this deity appears in no prior religion and nobody ever identified and talked about this deity before. In his mind, his fictional deity has as much chance of existing as a deity that has been written and talked about for thousands of years by all major cultures and religions throughout the world. Therefore, he invented a parody religion with his fictional deity called Pastafarianism to make fun of Christianity and request that it be taught alongside intelligent design. His request was rejected, so he took his parody religion online and atheists loved it. These are the very same people who think and claim that they are believers in science and therefore reject Christianity. Mainstream Christians have no idea how to deal with this. In general, churches have nothing to say about demons. They fear the world, not God. There are more Christian denominations that perform so-called same-sex marriages than Christian denominations that offer help to people who claim that they're dealing with demons. Yet, they remain to be experts at shaming and condemning people who think differently than they do. All major religions talk about spirits, and every spirit has a soul, body, and free will. All souls are given bodies that suit their nature. Souls that do good are given good bodies. Souls that do evil are given bad bodies. The worst type of body is essentially a prison suit. Those who wear it are called demons. It's the very same idea that governments on earth practice. There is the law, and those who break it enough are forced to reside in prison for a while. In case of earth, which is the overworld, demons were inhabitants of the previous world in their previous life according to 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 20. Some of them include fallen angels, as stated in Enoch chapter 18 verse 14, because they deserted their own dwelling place, as stated in Jude chapter 1 verse 6. They produced offspring with female humans. Enoch chapter 15 verse 8 states that they too are condemned to be demons. Demons are intelligent creatures who were previously incarnated as other intelligent creatures. Based on the teachings of spiritual religions, it is safe to say that demons were pedophiles, murderers, occultists, and so on. They weren't judged favorably enough by God to live with a normal functioning body. When a human dies, the soul is detached from the body and the body starts to rot away. Jews buried their dead. What lies underground is considered to be the underworld. It's not only the abode of the dead, but also the abode of demons. Aside from the staff, any living citizen of the underworld is a demon. Yahshua states in John chapter 8 verse 34 that everyone who commits sin is the bondservant of sin. The wages of sin is death, according to Romans chapter 6 verse 23. Since death is associated with rottenness, decay and stench, demons are also called unclean spirits. Demons are not dead, but they don't have a body like everybody else. They are barely living and should in fact be considered part of the realm of the dead. They exist as prisoners and bondservants. So in the Bible, demons are often looking for a human body to possess. For example, Luke chapter 4 verse 33, Matthew chapter 8 verse 28, Matthew chapter 9 verse 32, and so on. Yahshua makes clear in Mark chapter 9 verse 29 that there are different types of demons. I believe that not all demons can freely move between the underworld and the overworld. I believe that it's a privilege that needs to be earned, but it comes at a price for us. In Revelation chapter 18 verse 2, for example, Babylon the Great becomes a dwelling place for demons. Spiritual people cannot be possessed by a demon. No spiritual place can be possessed by a demon. Good attracts good. Evil attracts evil. The more evil a place is, the more it becomes habitable for demons. The Bible is very vague about demons in general, but when it comes to fallen angels of the previous world, the Bible uses harsher words when talking about them. For example, Apostle Peter uses the word Tartarus in 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 4 to describe their location in the underworld. Like Jude, he also emphasizes that they are locked up in darkness to be held for judgment. In the Greek religion, Tartarus is at the bottom of the underworld. I believe that these types of demons are held in solitary confinement and cannot enter the overworld by any means. The underworld is located in our world somewhere beyond the physical realm. Natural laws that apply to the physical world don't apply to them. I would imagine that it's like a hidden level in a video game which you normally cannot access, but once you do for some reason with the appropriate body, different natural rules apply. You can reach normal levels, but without a fully functioning body, you cannot participate fully. Demons can enter our world, but they must have a human body to participate fully. So who would want to borrow their body to a demon? Those who do their bidding, namely occultists. There are religions in which demons portray themselves as something else in order to make the followers of those religions do their bidding. In Theosophy, they are the so-called ascended masters. In Voodooism, they are the so-called Loas. In Raelism and in the works of Talmud and Zechariah Sitchin, they are aliens. Outside of such religions, they tend to pretend to be ghosts of deceased people in order to attract the relatives of those people to contact them. They promote necromancy, in other words. There are so-called paranormal investigators who go to supposedly haunted locations to allegedly investigate the hauntings. They are in fact practicing necromancy. They have all these devices, like sound recorders, to attempt to communicate with the alleged ghosts, but it's exactly the same as using a Ouija board or tarot cards. They are literally practicing occultism and communicating with demons. There is no point in studying demons, except for their nature. It's a waste of time. Zoroastrianism says in Yasna chapter 32 verse 3 that demons are spawned from evil thought. That's a good way to look at it. In Zoroastrianism, things come into existence by thought. Had demons not sinned in their previous lives, they wouldn't have been incarnated as demons. Interaction between demons and humans is the result of a consequence. It starts out with evil thoughts. If you don't visit a prison in the overworld, prisoners won't be able to hurt you, for example. Likewise, prisoners from the underworld cannot hurt you either or do anything to you if you follow the Logos and don't interact with them. That's why all evil entities promote anarchy instead of following the Logos. A spiritual person never has to worry about demons. If you don't go to strip clubs, then you don't have to worry about strippers, for example. Like in case of strippers, demons are in general not part of the normal reality the average spiritual person in this world will face. Evil thoughts lead to sinning. Sinning leads to them.